Hi everybody, welcome to part number 10 of the Owl Covenant God study. Last week we looked at Abraham's sixth encounter with God, which is when God told Abraham about Sodom and Gomorrah. We also looked at the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah and the fact that God saved Lot. This was the first time in the Word of God that the word chesed was used. Remember, chesed is God's covenant devotion. And it was because of God's chesed that he saved Lot. It was because of his covenant devotion, not to Lot, because he didn't have a covenant with Lot, but it was his covenant devotion to Abraham that caused him to save Abraham's beloved nephew, Lot. Let's have a look at the homework questions. Homework question number one. Have you ever felt like God wasn't listening to your cries? Have you ever seen oppression and felt vexed and wondered why God did not seem to be doing anything to change it? In light of this account of Sodom and Gomorrah, and drawing from other scriptures, what is God's response to the cries of the hurt and oppressed? God always hears the cries of the oppressed. He is their defender, protector, avenger, and deliverer. Psalm 9 verse 9 says, "The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble." But even the oppressor is oppressed. And sometimes those who are oppressed, once they are removed from the oppression, become oppressors themselves. And so sometimes God in his wisdom might seem to be a bit slower acting than we hoped for. But take heart, because in 2 Peter 3 verse 9 it says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." God wants all to repent, and therefore his timetable may not always be the same as ours. Homework question number two. God asked, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I'm doing, since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him?" Take note of how God chose his words very carefully, as he specifically mentioned two of his covenant promises to Abraham. What are those two covenant promises, and why would he mention them as a reason for him to not hide his plans from Abraham? One covenant promise is that Abraham would become a great and mighty nation. The other is that all the families of the earth shall be blessed by him. God mentioned those two promises because he was identifying Abraham as his covenant friend. Friends don't hide things from friends, and so that is why God would not hide his plans from Abraham. Homework question number three. Put yourself in Abraham's shoes as he gazed across the plain towards Sodom and Gomorrah. What do you think he was thinking and feeling? How did that sight affect him? I believe that Abraham was filled with fear and extremely distressed and distraught by what he saw that terrible morning. Perhaps it even caused him to look at the imperfections and sins in his own life and wonder if he would be the next person to be judged. Straight after this happened, he packed up his tent and moved to Gerar. There was no reason given for his move. When he went to Egypt, it was because there was famine in the land. So then, why would no reason be given for his move to Gerar? I believe that it was motivated solely by his need to run away from that awful sight and erase the reminders of that terrible day from his mind. Fear, disappointment, and grief were his chief motivations for moving to Gerar. The whole incident had to have been extremely overwhelming. Homework question number four. Examine Genesis 19, verse 19. and Genesis 19 verse 29. In part 2 of the study, we looked at the word chesed and learned that it meant covenant devotion. Bearing that in mind, in your own words, explain why God saved Lot and his family. God saved Lot and his family simply because he knew how important Lot was to Abraham. Because of his great love for Abraham, whatever or whoever mattered to Abraham was important to God as well. That's why God saved Lot, simply because of his covenant devotion to Abraham. Now for today's lesson. Today we're looking at Abraham and Abimelech. Who was Abimelech? He was the king of a land that Abraham journeyed to, which was called Gerar. Abimelech may or may not have been his first name. Abimelech means, "My father is king." And many scholars consider it to have been a generic title given to kings, in much the same way as Pharaoh was also a kingly title. Abimelech was the king of the Philistines. We must remember that this incident followed on from the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm going to read to you from the New King James Version, from Genesis 20 verse 1, all the way to Genesis 21 verse 7. We must remember that in the original manuscripts that are translated into our Bible, there were no chapter divisions, there were no individual verse numbers. And so, while we have this passage separated into two different chapters, it wasn't so in the original. And Abraham journeyed from there to the south, and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, and stayed in Gerar. Now, Abraham said of Sarah his wife, "She is my sister." And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, "Indeed, you are a dead man, because of the woman whom you have taken, for she is a man's wife." But Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, "Lord, will you slay a righteous nation also? Did he not say to me, 'She is my sister'? And she, even she herself, said, 'He is my brother.' In the integrity of my heart and innocence of my hands, I have done this." And God said to him in a dream, "Yes, I know that you did this in the integrity of your heart, for I also withheld you from sinning against me. Therefore I did not let you touch her. Now therefore, restore the man's wife, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you shall live. But if you do not restore her, know that you shall surely die, you and all who are yours." So Abimelech rose early in the morning, called all his servants, and told all these things in their hearing. And the men were very much afraid. And Abimelech called Abraham and said to him, "What have you done to us? How have I offended you, that you have brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? You have done deeds to me that ought not to be done.